This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post-Show Show with Jackson Burns.
Hello. There we go. Volume good. Welcome to the Greg Hill Post Show Show. My name is Jackson. It is Monday, January 23rd. And after a long 5-month process, I finally got a new car. Well, a new old car. I had bought a car, a new old car again, a used car, at blah, 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 blah of Norwood. It's not Ernie Buck, I'll tell you that, but it's another dealership, and it was crap. It was a fucking lemon. They sold me a lemon for $13,000, and I finally got the money back. Thank God for my fiance, who is a lawyer. She was able to call them and use the L card, if you will, and that helped a lot. I almost got thrown out of their dealership on Friday night. I went there because they were supposed to pay it off last Thursday on January 12th, I believe it was. And they said they did. They said they sent a check. And I called the bank every day from now, between then, and the bank did not get it. The bank did not get it until the next day. The Saturday morning after I went in there and was unceremoniously thrown out. But we might get into that on the Greg Hill Show tomorrow, so we'll leave that to that. But I do want to tell a funny story. So today I was in the bathroom at work. Oh, look at that. My heat just went off. So you don't have any extracurricular, sound. From behind the scenes. I'm sorry about that, but that's all right. So I went into the bathroom, right, during a commercial break. And Curtis was in there. And him and I were doing our thing in the bathroom. And the small talk eventually commenced. And he starts saying, he goes, so how was your weekend? So it was great. I finally got a new car. Because I bought the car on Friday, and I picked it up today. And, you know, it was like a nonchalant thing, you know. It was like, all right, I told him I got the car, and then, you know, he washed his hands and walked out of the room. Thank God he washed his hands. And then, so, you know how I want to preface this by saying that it's my job. I'm not doing anything surreptitiously. It's a radio station. Everything you do is covered in some way or manner. And everybody should know that. So I do the Wiggy Hot Mic, which means I record the microphones during the commercial break to catch any funny Wiggy and Courtney conversations. I do that every time we go to commercial. And I did that at this particular time that I went to the bathroom. And then during the show, you know, if there's a downtime for me or if I have some time, I review them. And then I, pull out the fun parts or delete it and start over and move to the next bit. So this time I go back into my little studio there and I review the hot mic from the commercials, and as soon as I, maybe 15 seconds after Curtis and I had that little bullshit small talk conversation, he goes into the studio and says, Jackson just told me that he returned the car and he got a new car. He was wondering if it was the car that I returned was the car that I puked in. And yes, Curtis, yes it was. It was the car that I puked in. I understand being disgusted by that. I understand, you know, even gossiping about it. But I mean, come on. It's not that big of a deal. You could have asked me that when we were sitting there taking a pee together. Not in the same stall. You could have said, hey, what was that? I could have, you know, when you asked me what I did this weekend, I said that I got a new car. You could have said, oh, did you return the car that you puked in? But I don't know. I just felt kind of weird that he would ask Courtney, Wiggy, and Greg about the car that I puked in. And now, I absolutely love Curtis. And I feel like he likes me. I don't know if he loves me or not, but we'll get there eventually. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It was a funny circumstance, and it was funny that, you know, that he didn't say it to me, and it was funny that I said it. So, everything's funny. I'm not mad. But it is kind of just odd that, you know, you would say something to somebody in the privacy of a bathroom, and not 25 seconds later, it was talked about in the privacy of a studio. But like I said, there's no privacy at this radio station, and specifically this show, because it's my job to record Wiggy during the mic. You know, one of my tasks is to record Wiggy Hot Mic, and so I have to do it. So let anybody be warned. If you say something about me, I will hear it eventually. Not that it was bad, not that it was behind my back, and not that, like, I'm not shitting on Curtis, and I don't blame him for anything. But that's just a funny little nuance and funny little behind-the-scenes thing that happens at this particular radio station, or any radio station. It probably happens at every radio station. It probably happens at every business, actually, is that your coworkers, you know, say stuff behind your back that I'm not sure if he cared if I heard it or not, but I'm just not sure what to think about it. That's the bottom line. But I love Curtis, and like I said, I think he is enjoyable, or I think he enjoys me. So that's it. That's the Greg Hill Post Show. Thanks for listening. Please download, and please subscribe, because we need that. And listen to the show tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.